ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up and welcome to the MegaCast. I'm down a man. It's the Ted Smith decided, you know what? I do not talk to wrestlers. That's the rule. Okay, it's not the rule. I end up recording these early in the morning and it turns out I wasn't able to do the MegaCast with Ted this week. It's my bad. But to make it up for you, if you're a wrestling fan, if you're a fan of Miz and Maryse, if you're just a fan of ridiculous stories about parenting, I think you'll enjoy this one. We have Mike the Miz Mizanin. The Miz, that's how I know him as. And Maryse, just super funny show. If you're into reality shows, even if you're not, my wife and I, this is the one show that we completely bond on. It's Miz and Maryse. It's on Monday nights at 11 p.m. on the USA Network. And it always just brings a giant smile to our face because the stuff that they have going on with them and her mom and Miz's dad is just absurd and ridiculous. And it's a fun watch. So I have a chance to chat with Mike and Maryse. And we're just going to jump right into it in just a sec. It's Mike, the Miz, and Maryse here on the MegaCast. Minus the Ted Smith. All right, Miz and Mrs. Monday nights, 11 p.m. on the USA Network. Let's jump right into it. Miz and Maryse, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
Hey, congratulations, new season. My wife and I watched the first. I'm not saying this just to say it, but my wife and I don't usually agree with a lot of television shows, but the one that we always look forward to is Miz and Mrs. And it's just, it's the one that, it's fun for me because my wife never laughs out loud at anything that I try and make her watch, but that's the one show where we're always cracking up. And you guys, man, it's such a fun show, and congrats on three seasons.
Thank you. That's the reason why we make this show, to just have these types of, like, you know, answers. People are so happy about watching, and then it's for the husband, for the wife, it's for everyone.
Yeah, and it's one of those shows you just sit down and just kind of get away from what's going on in your life and just enter ours and just laugh.
Well, now, like, we have a 2.5-year-old and a girl as well, and it's just like, it's so much fun for us to just see.
You're going through it.
Oh, dude. I have to ask you, because we do a topic from time to time where I keep a notes app on my phone because it's just so ridiculous. Of our daughter's name is Tatum, and we call it the Tatum Meltdowns. And it's always over the dumbest stuff. Like, just the other day, she was mad because I wouldn't let her bring our dog to the mall, and I wouldn't wear diapers as well. Like, these are the meltdowns that she has all the time. I was wondering for you guys, I mean, you have two adorable kids, but I got to imagine you're dealing with the meltdowns as well. Do you have any of that pop into mind?
Many, I can't even think about one right now.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I mean, like, just last night, trying to get him to go to bed. You know, you take your daughter, you put him in bed, you tuck him in, you say, I love you, you say goodnight, you give him a kiss on the cheek, you walk out the room, and all of a sudden, you feel a presence, and literally that presence just runs past you and runs downstairs, and you're chasing after this kid, and the kid just doesn't want to go to bed, but it's bedtime.
And the other one is having a meltdown because the first one doesn't want to go to bed, so then the other one's trying to find every little excuse in the book that you can think of to not go to bed. And that's where sometimes it makes me laugh because I'm like, my goodness, you guys are smart.
Oh, my gosh, they're so smart. Like, I'm hungry, even though they just ate. Like, I know you're not thirsty. Right. I have to go to the bathroom. Yeah. Any type of excuse they can come up with not to go to bed, they will come up with. And it's like, oh, it is. I think every parent understands, you know, what parents are going. That's what we all have in common. No matter what you do for a living, your kids don't care.
No.
Your kids just want to play and hang out with you.
Dude, it's funny you said, because my daughter had a meltdown because we wouldn't let her wear her rain boots to bed. And she was in the middle of the night screaming, rain boots. And we're like, I don't know about you guys, but I find myself to be the pushover because I'm at one point looking at my wife sitting, and I'm like, I'll just go get the freaking rain boots. Like, we need to go to bed. And she's like, no. And I was wondering for you guys, is there one that's more of a pushover as a parent, or you both just have to, like, lay down the law and stand strong?
I think we take turns.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's one day after the next.
You know, and then you try, but it's hard. Like, my youngest one lost her little baby blanket, and it was in the car, and we couldn't find it, and she cried for 45 minutes. It's almost 10:30 at this point. We're just searching for that blanket, searching for it. And you just gotta say, look, you know, but it's not that simple.
But the thing is, you're not talking to a reasonable person.
No.
It's not like, you know, you can reason with them and say, look, we'll get you another blanket.
You know what I did? I went on Amazon. I got, like, I was 6 of these blankets.
Yes.
And she knows they're not the right blanket. So now I have all these blankets. She doesn't want them. She wants her blanket. It's exactly the same blanket.
Our daughter's obsessed with Frosty the Snowman, even in the summer. And I have like 5 different Frosty the Snowman stuffed animals just in case. But the same thing. She's like, this one doesn't have a Band-Aid on it. I'm like, ah, you're smarter than I think.
Oh, my goodness.
I've noticed that we're starting to learn more about your mom as well. I mean, she's always been such great comic relief, Marjo. And this season already has started off where it's like, oh, we're getting to see more about her, which I think is just awesome. It's got to be fun for you to have your mom. I mean, she's got 60,000 followers on Instagram. It's crazy to see what that show has done for her.
Yeah, she loves the show, but she's my mom this season. We had to literally kick her out. We had to send her and have her open.
I love how you say you make it sound terrible. That's what we did. We kicked her out, but we said, hey, we got you your own place and right. We furnished it for you.
Yeah, my mom lives like down the street, literally brand new condo, all furnished, new car, new furniture, new everything. She loves it.
Most people would be thankful.
Yeah, right. But most people, you know, you would think so. But my mom was really pissed, really upset when I told her that we got a condo, because the first thing she thought is, you want to kick me out? You don't like me? I'm never going to see the girls again. And I'm like, Mom, it's not about that. We need some privacy, you know. Mm-hmm. I had 2 young babies. I needed the help. They moved in. It was supposed to be 3 months. It turned into 3 years. And the pandemic happened. My mom is Canadian. She was basically stuck with me, which is a great thing, you know. But you can't have your parents live with you. It's not good. You need your privacy. So she's 8 minutes down the street. She can come over every day, but at least she has her own place. I love that it sounds like I'm trying to convince myself.
my mom made us
feel really bad when we told her. Yeah, she was really mad.
That's just so funny, man. It's been such a fun ride already. The first 2 episodes I've seen. And of course, you can check it out at 11 p.m. on the USA Network on Monday nights, which is Ms. and Mrs. Also, Ms., congratulations. I just saw this morning that you were announced as you're going to be playing in the celebrity baseball game with the baseball all-star game again, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's always an honor to do that. You know, whenever you can go on a major league field and be a part of such an incredible event, I'm always very thankful. I've gotten to do it in Cleveland, my hometown, and this year we're doing it in Los Angeles, so it's going to be pretty great.
Is it surreal to think that you're going to be playing baseball with Rob Lowe? I mean, I just saw that. I was like, that's got to be kind of a trip.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a trip to see who makes it out to these celebrity all-star games. You know, all-star weekend's so much fun. And as a person who played baseball in high school, to be able to play on a major league field is such an honor.
And I'll have you, I know, because you're such a big sports fan and obviously a big fan of Ohio sports in Cleveland. Here we're in Seattle. What's your take? Do you think the Seahawks are going to end up grabbing Baker Mayfield or not?
I'm curious on why he hasn't been picked up already. I mean, he's the number one pick of a draft and he was supposed to be a franchise caliber quarterback and nobody wants to trade for him. I don't understand.
It's got to be the salary, because same here. I'm like, he played injured and still played well. The season before that, he was a dominant force, took you guys to the playoffs. It's not like the Seahawks have anything great going on in the quarterback position right now. But
yeah, I really don't know what's going on there. I mean, I don't know if you guys want Drew Lock as your quarterback, but, you know, Baker's out there. And I thought, I don't know this for sure, but I thought like Cleveland was going to pay for some of the salary. But right. It just hasn't went through yet.
And I know I got to let you run in a minute or so. I'm a huge wrestling fan. I've always enjoyed watching what you do in the ring. Both of you have just been, it's always a blast seeing you do what you do in the ring. And I got to ask, so recently, of course, the big news was what happened with Cody Rhodes, and what an incredible match, wrestling with a torn pec. I'd love to hear your feedback and your thoughts while that match was going on. What'd you think of it? And what was your, for both of you, what was your take on what happened?
I was in pain just watching it.
Yeah.
Knowing like what that takes, you know, the heart, the dedication. But honestly, I think, you know, Cody's going to be bigger and better than ever once he comes back from that pec tear, just because of that match and showing how much, you know, love he has for what we do. And it was a really great showing for him, and hopefully he gets well very shortly.
Ms. and Maurice, thank you so much for joining me. Ms. and Mrs., Monday nights, 11 p.m. on the USA Network. We look forward to seeing it every week, and thanks you guys for letting us get a peek inside your world and giving us great laughs in the process.
Thank you.
Well, there you go, Ms. and Maurice. Man, it's just fun talking parenting stuff. I know I had a bunch of wrestling questions, but it's just fun to hear like that kind of side. I think anyone who's a parent probably can connect. Check out Ms. and Maurice again on the USA Network, 11 p.m. on Monday nights. And check out the Megacast every Wednesdays. Next week, Ted will come back. You know, it was nice having Ms. and Maurice as my co-host, but we'll have Ted back. You can always follow us on Twitter at the Megacast.